Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second week of February edition of Optimize Your Life on the Blog Radio Show. My name is Ron Clayton, and of course, we have Four Seasons Health that Coach Gary Helfenstein normally does host the show, but I know he's traveling. He's up there in the North Woods of Boston and that area, and having a great time with his family there. They have lots of roots in the New England market, and they enjoy being up there in ski country and things. So they're doing that. I'm not sure if he'll be able to call into the show today, but we're hoping he does. If for some reason we find that because the communications today are down, we'll make sure that the show is always archived, and you can always come back to it another day. And you may, or, you know, obviously if we don't continue on, we'll go forward. But we do run Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time, the Optimize Your Life show. And we host by different folks who bring a topic or an area of study or area of opportunities for people to improve life. Of course, our theme at the Hope Collection is helping others by helping them help others. And we surely believe that we can make a difference in this world. On Friday, we honor Captain Len Kane, the original Top Gun, a gentleman who's been nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize, also was recognized as a Humanitarian of the Year, Man of the Year Award from the Who's Who in America. They know what they're doing, who they're talking about. So we honor him on Friday. Thursday, we have what's called Immigration Thursday. And we say that because the fellow who hosts the show, Bob Oakley, nicknamed the Mighty Oak, he happens to be the former executive VP of AT&T, the largest company in the world. And it was so big they decided they had to break them up, and they did. So they created a whole bunch of new businesses, and all that market has done is grown like crazy. And today what he does in his retirement is he helps immigrants when they come to this country legally, and to help them to get their citizenship and their lives put together, whether it's in housing. He and his son own a construction company that they build housing apartments and helping people get a step up in this world. And he's a decorated officer of the Knights of Columbus in New Jersey, and he's a leader. And so you can talk to him and get a one-on-one interview, an idea of what it's like to be on the, and join him in on cutting edge serving and helping others. Wednesday, we call it, it's Prosperity Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we have both Barb Riley, who is the Attainable Homes Queen. She has an expertise nationwide in bringing together manufacturers, construction companies, suppliers, all to create the original term that people used for a portable permanent home was called tiny homes. We've renamed it attainable homes because an attainable home can be a 6,000 square foot home. That still can be attainable for some people. But most people are looking for a home they can get their hands on at any level, and we are able to help people do that. We have Hope's Homes Communities, which are an incredible program to help people get into a community and a home with the people that they want to live with and where by, and that has some unique faces and facets, and so Barb will tell you about that. Also on Wednesdays, we may have someone from the 7K Metals organization like Alicia Kaufman, and we have one of the partner friendships of businesses to the Hope Collection is a vetted company called 7K Metals. And in today's world, with what's going on with the currencies and our economics, having a way to protect your assets in real precious metals and coins, this is a company that Joel and Arden, Joel vetted very well before we lost them to cancer. And so we've moved forward with them, and many people have, and are finding a very, very good positive result of, instead of going backwards in this inflationary time, they've literally been able to protect some of their assets in that area and actually get ahead. So we have that available. On Tuesday, we call it Travel Tuesday. And you know what Travel Tuesday is? Dreams. It's joy. it's helping people to restore and overcome being, well, we've all been contained, down, jailed, prisoned, whatever word you want to use it, in our homes because a bunch of bureaucrats wanted to control health. They wanted to control life. They wanted to control what they think is the way people needed to do them and overcome a pandemic. And the fact that about 50% of what they shared with everybody and what they've done to people is wrong, was a lie, or was just ignorance. And so we're all about finding ways to help people get back free again and live and dream. And the way you do that, you dream. You dream about a wonderful future, and you explore God's wonderful world, the beauty and the magnificence and the majesty of travel. And that puts a joy in your heart that when you get out, you know, even the Lord went out to the country to refresh himself in terms of getting restored and his spirit restored. And you do that when you get out into the beautiful world that God created for all of us. So that's Tuesday, and today, of course, is Four Season Health with Coach Gary G. And we hope that sometime that we'll know that he's back in home safe. And by the way, this is also President's Day. We want to salute all our previous presidents and pray for the one we have now. Pray for whoever is holding and pulling the strings with his life, that they're a person that somehow can get some scrutiny, get some scruples, can get some principles back in the White House for what's been going on. Because we all know, I don't care, anybody can say things are going great. But we pray that that can be straightened out. And we do have leadership, and we do have people in this country that want to and willing to help make this a better place. So, guys, you know, it's going on 12:15. I haven't seen anybody coming about yet. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to let the show go for this afternoon. I'll wait a few more minutes to see if anybody else pops up. But otherwise, we're going to make this a day of celebration, honoring the history, the magnificence of the Republic of the United States of America, which is led by an elected President of the United States. And in that case, knowing that people he represents, people in the spirit of our country, he'll do so with the idea of honor and integrity and the honesty of being able to move forward to make this a better world, a better place. I congratulate all of you that operate and follow in the true sense of being a HOPE member, and you can become and join the HOPE Collection. And right now, you need to make that by directly contacting one of the board members or myself, because our website is under construction. So look forward to talking to you, and please call in again one of the other days or call me directly, 716-908-2300. This is Ron Clayton, and I'm signing off. You have a blessed day. Thank you. I didn't see the outside doing. Thank you.
always saying about him. We have that right now?
I thought
it was. Oh, I didn't know if he was gone.
No, I called it down a little bit. He didn't have a reason to call.
Honey, did he call for a call? He's done that.
No, Linda.
What's her name? Adele, or whatever her name is, probably thought the same thing of us when we didn't show up at the 4 o'clock call.
And we did show up. I just found a couple more dishwashers. Yeah, it's right here. I found it. I was looking really hard for it, too.
Look for what?
Your phone?
Yeah. You looking for what else, too?
Your phone. That's what I was looking for. Are there earrings in
there? Yes, there's earrings in there. But they've gotten crappy cheap with the backing, so I can't get the back. I have to
buy some new backing.
have it, I said.
I know, I heard you say it.
I had to find.
Just bring it in up here and we'll get it later.